Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another episode of Presidential Archives Uncovered, the podcast that brings to you cool clips from the collections of the presidential libraries of the U.S. National Archives. I hope everybody's enjoying listening to these podcasts as much as I am, having fun making them. Today, we have another clip from the Nixon Presidential Library and Museum, and this clip, as well as the documents I discuss, can be found on the Presidential Timeline, www.presidentialtimeline.org. On July 15, 1971, President Nixon announced to the nation that the People's Republic of China had invited him to visit, and he had accepted. He also stated that Henry Kissinger, who was Assistant for National Security Affairs, had made a secret trip to Peking in order to plan for the visit. His announcement resulted in strong public reactions for and against the president's planned trip. Kirk Douglas wrote, "Your announcement last night of your impending visit to the People's Republic of China was a giant step forward, not only toward peace in Vietnam, but global peace." Marianne Grellinger's telegram to the president was less supportive. She wrote, "Have fun in Red China. Hope they keep you." In the following two excerpts, Nixon explains his rationale for the visit.
"I do believe that by starting the long process of some sort of contact, I will say obviously it will not come recognition on our part, because it cannot, since we still recognize Taiwan and will continue to honor our treaty commitments. They know this will not come out. What may come out of it could be, some method of communication in the future, some contact in the future. And perhaps reducing the chance in the immediate future of a confrontation between the United States and PRC of Asia, such as we had in Korea, and those who were directly in Vietnam. And looking further to the future, when they become a superpower, nuclear superpower, to be in a position that at that time we will have such relations with them that we can discuss differences and not inevitably have a clash. Now, also, no one can look at Asia and take 750 Chinese out of it and say you can have any policy in the Pacific that will succeed or during any war without having the Chinese part of it.
Here's the second excerpt.
"We'll discuss a lot of things. We'll discuss their role in the Pacific and our role in the Pacific. We'll disagree on a lot of things. But the most important thing about that is that it occurs and that the Chinese and the United States will have begun a process of, shall we say, getting to know each other. Now, this is not said in any sense of sentimentality. There are many people who have looked at